together.
All the attention we've gotten, the negative attention, has been a concern for sure. But we are a beautiful community and a resilient community. And that's the one of the things we want to make sure people understand that are looking in, especially from across the sea, that we are a vibrant community. We've had an economic upturn. It's just disheartening to have some of this negative press and some of these false rumors spread about us.
In a speech made remotely to a forum in Kyiv, Ukraine, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan emphasized that the U.S. is standing by Ukraine.
I think having a conversation that puts all of the pieces together, what we can offer up, what we can support Ukraine with, and then how Ukraine looks at that in the context of a strategy for diplomacy, that is what we hope to bring together at the end of this month in New York. And President Biden at that point will still have 4 months left in his term, and he's determined to use those 4 months to put Ukraine in the best possible position to prevail.
Sullivan's comments came as Ukraine waits for a decision on whether the U.S. will allow it to use American-made long-range missiles to hit targets inside Russia. The Emmy Awards will be given out tonight.
Hear me, my son. I alone will tell you the truth.
The Emmys are expected to be a battle between FX and top shows like Shogun, which leads with 25 nominations, Bear with 23.
What if I wanted to open a restaurant?
And Netflix, The Crown, Fallout. Plus, baby reindeer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my stalker. Say hello to Mark.
Don't you say that to me!
It's only been 8 months since a strike-delayed Emmy ceremony in January. Dad and son actors Eugene and Dan Levy will be back to host tonight.
Bring it in, big guy.
Yeah, I don't know if that's something I want to do right now.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A partial lunar eclipse and supermoon will be visible in clear skies across North and South America Tuesday night, and in Africa and Europe on Wednesday morning. And since the moon will be closer to Earth than usual, it'll be a supermoon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300. That's 800-702-7300. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We've learned that several hundred non-citizens were mistakenly registered to vote in Oregon.
The state's driver and motor vehicle services points to a data entry issue for the mistakes. 306 non-citizens were registered to vote since 2021 when they applied for driver's licenses. But the Oregon Department of Transportation says only two of them actually voted in violation of state and federal laws. The office is checking for additional license holders who were incorrectly registered to vote. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say they found that as much as dogs bring us joy, over the past 20 years, dog walking related injuries have been on the rise among adults and children in the U.S. Fractures, sprains, and head trauma are among the most common injuries. The researchers say it's important that you focus when you're walking the dog and stay off your phone. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny, upper 70s for highs today. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 63. Sunshine at 81 for your Monday. Sunny 79 Tuesday, sunshine on Wednesday with a high around 77. Sunny and back to the upper 70s Thursday.
Right now, 71 degrees.
When you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen
dry. When you feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl.
So tell me where I'm speaking, cause even you know though you're made me and I know that you've been cheating.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? As the cold winds blow in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Within my heart.
another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Come on.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Reacting to recent partisan voter registration purges and rule changes from state officials, legislatures, and election boards, September 10th, the U.S. Department of Justice reminded states of their responsibilities under the federal National Voter Registration Act. Following Georgia's questionable rollout of its voter registration cancellation request portal and late voter purges by officials in North Carolina, Ohio, Texas, and other states, DOJ Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark issued this video statement.
The right to vote is the root of all our freedoms. The United States Department of Justice is determined to protect that right, but we need your help. If you believe that your name has been improperly removed from the list of registered voters, please file an online complaint with the Civil Rights Division or call us at 1-800-253-3333. 3931. In fact, you should alert us promptly to any effort to interfere with your right to vote.
Simultaneously, DOJ issued a pointed guidance on when, how, and under what circumstances a voter's registration can be purged under the National Voter Registration Act. We have resources where you can check your registration status and the DOJ's contact information at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking to the people who have savings and investments. I want to encourage you to check in on your accounts about more than just your returns. Also check the fees that you're paying. Look, investing is never free, but there are all kinds of fees that can show up on statements, and they can really eat up your profits over time. I mean, a 1% fee sounds downright cheap, right? But if you only expect a 7% long-term return on your investment, which is a moderate and reasonable amount, that 1% is going to slow your investment growth and take a big bite of its value when you get to retirement. If you've got questions about fees, call your broker or your bank. Ask how the fees are affecting your returns. And if you don't like the answer, you can move your money to someplace with lower fees. Check out workmoney.org for more money tips. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And it's been the
children.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
My
have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once, I can say, this is my.
Monday. Can't trust that day.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above. Now you're trying to trick me in love. All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right now. Yeah, it's all right now. Love, love above. Now he's gonna trick me in love.
someone
help.
Well, when I was young, when so I much was younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now,
but now these days are gone,
days
I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
RJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
W-R-J-N. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number
Congress is the number one.
No good.